Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to the Danielle Forbes Show today, October 7th, 2015, and the Danielle Forbes Show will be right back. Stay tuned. Don't leave, and we will be taking some live questions. Have a great show planned for you tonight. Before I go on a break, I want to let everyone know that is listening to me tonight that you can call in if you cannot listen to the Danielle Forbes Show from the internet. If you're having any type of technical difficulties, please give me a call at 646-716-5391, and you can listen to the show live as I broadcast it. Again, that number is 646-716-5391. You can listen to the Danielle Forbes Show just by calling into that number. And if you do have a question that you want to ask live on the air, you will dial that same number. And if you will just hit 1, that will let me know in my studio here that you want to ask me a question. So again, stay tuned to the Danielle Forbes Show live. Call in again for your live questions or just to listen. Area code 646-716-5391. The Danielle Forbes Show will be right back. And hello, everyone. Welcome back again, October 7th, 2015, to the Danielle Forbes Show live tonight in my studio. Have a great show for you planned tonight, unscripted, unrehearsed, right here, broadcasting live from the beautiful Oklahoma, actually Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I have to say, my heart is pounding because my spirit is so stirred. That's how powerful this show is tonight. That's how much it means to me. And I hope everyone is listening and will enjoy tonight's show because it is going to be absolutely amazing, groundbreaking. I mean, it's just so much. And again, my spirit is so stirred that I just have to ask the Lord to just calm me down because I'm just excited about tonight's show, so please bear with me. And before we go any further, I got in trouble last week because there were some people that said that I did not give them a shout out. So before I go any further, I definitely have to acknowledge some people that mean a lot to me, that support me from day one when I started the Danielle Forbes show. And so I'll never forgive myself if I do not give them acknowledgement. So my friend Jay that's listening, one of my mentors, been my friend for years. Jay, if you're listening, I just want to say thank you. You've been an awesome mentor. I want to say thank you to another mentor of mine, Eric Davenport. If you're listening out there, thank you for everything. You are truly an amazing man of God, and you have helped me through so many things, and you are just a blessing. My big sisters in Christ, Rebecca and Torsha, my prayer warriors, awesome, 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 awesome. My mother, of course, that is probably one of my, if not my biggest supporters. I love you, Mommy. I'm sure you are listening. My daughters, hopefully they are listening too, in my hometown of Aliquippa, PA. I love you all very much. All of my fan supporters out there, thank you so much for listening into the Danielle Forbes Show, for being patient as I transition into this life that I'm living. Just thank you. I will be taking some live calls toward the end of the show. This show tonight is so powerful for me because, as I said in the video, this day marks the first day of the rest of my life. And I'm sure everyone wants to know what I mean by that. And trust me when I tell you, I am going to go into it. I don't even know if 60 minutes is going to be enough, but I am going to do my best. We may have to do a part two. That's how powerful it is. But this show definitely was laid on my heart by God. So I just want to let you all know that everything that comes out of my mouth tonight, it is not me. It is the Lord. It is nothing but the Lord. And if you felt what I felt right now, you know what I'm talking about. If you have any type of relationship with God, you know what I'm talking about, and you know how I feel right now. So again, I just want to say thank you again for tuning in and supporting. The Danielle Forbes web page is up. It is under construction, but nonetheless, it is up. So please continue to check it for show updates and things of that nature. Also, feel free to follow me on my Facebook fan page, The Danielle Forbes Show. Please go and like it. I've been trying to post some videos and put some new content on there to keep you all interested and so on and so forth. So thank you so much. The messages, the likes, the support, thank you. I cannot thank you enough. So before I go into this show, I must, as always, just say thank you, God, for allowing me to bring this show, first of all. Thank you, God, for allowing me to be passionate, to giving me, thank you, God, for giving me the desire, the spirit, you know, to just be a woman after your own heart. Thank you for allowing me to chase my dream and pursue something that means so much to me and allow me to do what I love. And that's fly all around the world and touch lives. A guy today gave me a piece of candy. I was serving drinks on the airplane, and he gave me a pack of Smarties, and that just made my day. I mean, that meant so much to me, and good energy is everything. I just want to let everyone know, you know, good, if you think of someone with good energy and bad energy, I mean, who do you want to be around? You want to be around a person with good energy, someone that smiles at you, inspires you, because you never know what someone is going through. And sometimes a smile can change someone's entire day. So even if you're not feeling it, someone is probably a lot worse off than you. So I just want to let everyone know, just to keep your good energy and always just be aware of your facial expressions and your body language and things like that. You never know how you could impact someone's life. So again, I just want to say thank you, God, for laying it on my heart to do this show and for what we are going to get into. Okay, so when I say today marks the first day of the rest of my life, anyone that knows me personally knows that probably they don't know a lot about me, to be perfectly honest with you. I am a very private person for the most part. I'm outgoing, but I'm laid back also. I observe. I don't say too much, but when I do say something, it definitely speaks volumes. When I'm going through something that may be weighing me down, something that may be heavy in my spirit, I don't share it with a lot of people. And I'm quite sure there's a lot of people like that out there. And that's why God, I feel, laid this on my heart to do this show, because there's a lot of people that probably feel the same way I do whenever they're going through something. And when I say going through something, it could be anything. We all have our vice. We all have our vices. We all have things that weigh us down. We all have things that we're dealing with, no matter how big, no matter how small. Yes, there's always someone out there that's worse off than us, but nonetheless, we all have things that can weigh heavy on our minds, our hearts, our spirits. And when you suffer a loss of any kind, it can be a loss of a loved one, it can be a loss of a job, it can be a loss of, a relationship, a pet, whatever. Loss is loss, and we all grieve from it in our own way. Some people are able to pick up the pieces and move on faster than others. Some people can't move on. For some people, it means death. Some people have taken their own lives because they suffered a loss that was so deep, and they just could not come back from it, which is why this show is so powerful, because I truly believe that what I speak about tonight is truly going to change some lives. And I just want to say, following this show tonight, God also laid it on my heart to post a YouTube video challenging people all around this world, around this nation, to do what I did in order to activate the power of God in each and every one of our lives, and which is the title of my show, Activating the Power of God, Spiritual Awakening. And when I say activating the power of God, that is exactly what I mean. I'm just going to say right now, speak, Lord, because He is using me. Wow. And anyone that has ever heard the voice of God, He speaks fast. And if you don't have a pen and a paper or something to jot it down on, it'll pass you by. So if I'm going a little too fast, just bear with me and just hold on to my every word, because I promise you it is not me, it is the Lord. And I right now just am an open vessel. I am merely the messenger. So just hang on to my every word and bear with me, because I promise you will be blessed after the show tonight. Activating the power of God. We all have something that we are believing God for, a hope, a dream, a healing, a deliverance, whatever the case may be. Each and every one of us has something that we want God to do for us. And sometimes I know we get impatient with ourselves, because when we want something, we want it right now. We want it right now. We don't want to wait another second. And God's time is not our time. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And so He doesn't operate like that. He's not our gopher. So whenever we get down on our knees and pray, we just wave a magic wand and it's done. If it is His will, it will be done, but it's going to be done on His time. And while we're waiting for Him to do it, we must wait patiently. He said, "Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings of eagles. We wings as eagles. They shall walk and not get weary. They shall run and not faint." So while we're waiting, we have to wait, and that's wait on the Lord. And we have to wait in good cheer and faint not and not be weary, because in due season we will reap. And so that is pretty much what I had to learn as I was going through a heartbreak. Anyone that has ever experienced heartbreak, again, it can be heartbreak of any kind, a relationship, loss of anything can break your heart. And relationships are a death. You feel a void, you feel that you're not going to ever see that person again, ever speak to that person. That person is no longer in your life, so therefore it leaves somewhat of an empty space, and no matter how much you try to fill it, nothing can fill that space of someone that meant something to you. And so that's kind of what I was going through. And without going into details, because I believe the devil is in the details, what I want to let you know, which is far more important than the details, is how, you know, what that was doing to my spirit, how that heartbreak had an effect on my everyday life, things that I didn't talk about because, you know, I had to put on my game face and, you know, just act like I was okay. I had a job to do. I had passengers to greet. I had, you know, to wake up every morning and, you know, get myself through another day. But inside, I felt really broken. And in that picture I posted, the ad, it says, sometimes you have to go through an overwhelming experience to have an undeniable breakthrough. And that is exactly what has happened to me in the last 21 days. That picture that is on the bottom left was the picture that I took 21 days ago. And the picture to the left, I'm confusing my right from left. Okay, let's try this again. The picture on the bottom left-hand corner is a picture that I took on a day 21 days ago, and I was feeling very broken heart, you know. I had a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And above that picture it says, again, sometimes you have to go through an overwhelming experience to witness an undeniable breakthrough. And then the picture to the right is a picture of me today, 21 days later. And the day I took that picture on the bottom left was a day that I decided that I really needed God. I've always had God in my life for a very long time, always had a relationship with God, but we all know any time that involved with someone else or, you know, we're involved in a project that we're hoping for and things don't pan out the way we hope that it would, it breaks us down and it can drain us of our energy, you know, it breaks our spirits and it has an effect on everyday life, everything that we do, every person that we come into contact with. And no matter how big the smile we try to put on our faces and act like we're not hurting, inside we are. And eventually, you know, that whatever's going on in the inside, it will definitely show on the outside. And that's what was happening. And on that day that I took that picture on the bottom left, I had a broken heart. And I felt like I was at my lowest. And it was at that point where God can use me. And it was at that point I cried out to the Lord and I asked him to help me. I didn't ask him to save me because I've been saved, but I did ask him to save me for myself. I asked him to help me through the situation because it was too much. I couldn't bear it. My heart was broken. I did not feel like myself. You know, I had a smile on my face, but inside I was broken. And people listening to the show, probably my family, my friends, they probably didn't even know, but that's the type of person I am. I don't like to appear vulnerable because, you know, I just don't. But when God wants you to help someone else with your vulnerabilities, he uses you. So that is what he's doing tonight. So where I'm going with this is on that day when I was at my lowest point and I did cry out to the Lord and I asked him to help me, again, I started looking up fast. And I looked at a three-day fast, you know, where you just abstain from food and just have liquids all day. You know, another fast is an intermittent fast where you basically, you know, abstain for a period of time and maybe have one meal a day. And then, you know, I also read about the Daniel fast, which I had gone on before, which is a 21-day fast that consists of all fruits, all vegetables, absolutely no meat at all, absolutely no caffeine, no alcohol, nothing but water and, you know, just maybe a little soy milk. But basically the Daniel fast is a fast that Daniel did, you know, for 21 days. He basically sustained himself by fruits and vegetables. And in the end of that fast, he received what he was believing God for. And when I got to the point where I knew that God was calling me for a fast, I began again, you know, to study these fasts, but I couldn't figure out which one was for me. And what I did was, you know, I started to pray, and I was, as I was writing down the different fasts, because that's what helps me just to write. And as I wrote Daniel fast, you know, I asked God, I said the prayer, you know, is this a fast that you have chosen for me to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens? And as I wrote down the Daniel fast, I actually wrote down the Danielle fast, which is, you know, in the book of names, if you look up the word Danielle, it means judged by God. And obviously Danielle is a feminine form of Daniel. And so when I went to write down the Daniel fast, but actually wrote down the Danielle fast, I knew that that was the fast that, that the Lord had called me to. And I was so excited. I was so excited that I went to the grocery store at about 12 o'clock in the morning, and I went to purchase all these vegetables, all these fruits, and I just felt like I was preparing for war. Because I was done letting the devil torment my mind. I was done, you know, walking around with a smile on my face, but inside I was, you know, lower than I'd ever felt before, all because I gave someone too much power over me, and it definitely took a toll on me. So as I left the grocery store, you know, about 1 o'clock in the morning with my fruits and vegetables, when I woke up that next morning, I was ready. And God spoke to me that morning, and he told me that day one of that Daniel fast was going to be a day of detox. That was the word that God gave me in my spirit. He said to me, detox. And he said, just because you'll be crying a lot today doesn't necessarily mean that you are sad. It means that you are detoxing through tears. And when I tell you, all that day, I cried like I never cried before. I mean, I cried, and every time I felt, you know, every time I cried, I picked up my Bible and I started to read. And as I read that Bible, before I picked up the Bible to read, I asked God to show me what it is that I need to see. And he led me to the scripture about a broken and contrite heart. That is our sacrifice that we bring to God. That is all we need to bring. As the song says, take me to the king. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn to pieces. It's my offering. Well, that's all I had at that point was my broken heart. And God had me right where he wanted me at that point. And I know that someone out there knows what I'm talking about. And so day one of that fast consisted of me crying, just like God spoke to me in my spirit that morning. And as I went through the day, I prayed and I cried, and I just felt horrible. And I said, wow, I have all the way up until, you know, October 6th, you know, to complete this, which was my very last day yesterday. So I knew it was going to be a journey, but I was ready. And fast forward from that first day to now, and every day in between, I saw so much improvement. What I did on day one when I started that fast, I took a notebook and I wrote down about 15 to 20 things that I was believing God for on that fast. And I was believing God for deliverance, you know, from the pain, you know, healing, just peace, you know, just favor, just forgiveness, just, you know, joy, willpower, discipline. I mean, the list goes on and on, you know, which is personal because we all have our own things that we are believing God for. So on that day, my day one, I wrote down every single thing that I was believing God to do for me within those 21 days. And You know, the first day, I must say it was the hardest because God brought me to the point at my lowest, and He just made me deal with the pain. I cried like I never cried before, and I was actually on duty. I was on reserve that day, which means that my job could have called me out at any time, and I would have had to fly somewhere. And God knew that it wasn't the day for me to fly. So my job didn't call me for about 3 whole days. Which was awesome. And then after that, I went into my off days. And so they really couldn't call. So God knew, He met me right where I was, and He knew exactly what I needed. And it was at that point that He began to show his face to me. And I was just so blessed by, you know, what He was showing me and just the things that were materializing. And I have to tell you, you know, I was harboring, you know, unforgiveness and hurt. I must tell you, there's a book that God led me to about 5 days into that fast. It is a book by Joyce Myers, and it's called You Can Begin Again. You know, and just while you're fasting, God will, He will show Himself to you. You'll be so sensitive to His voice that it will almost scare you. You know, I started to feel like a new person from the inside out. I mean, the Lord showed me that He is my Lord and Savior. He is my King of Kings. He is my Lord of Lords. He is our Redeemer, our friend, our strong tower, that it's always a good time to praise the Lord. Anytime is a good time to praise the Lord. And, you know, He will, you know, show you the people that are supposed to be in your life. He will open doors. He will close doors. And, you know, it's just so magnificent going through that fast, the things that I was witnessing. And He just began to show Himself real to me, and I'm just so blessed by it. I was so blessed by that fast that when yesterday was my last day, I was sad. I didn't want to come off of the fast because I was enjoying the intimacy with the Lord. I felt like He was right there. I heard His voice so audible. It was as if He was right there. Like I could reach out and touch Him. And basically everything, I mean every single thing that I was believing God for on this fast, it has come to me. And it's just so amazing to me because I've always had a relationship with the Lord. I've gone on this fast before, but when the Lord calls you to a fast and He really calls you and you answer that call, He is a very clear and present help in our time of need, as the Bible says. And when you fast, that is how you activate the power of God, because that pleases Him. That shows Him that you have faith in Him, that you are standing on His promises, that He will never leave you nor forsake you. He knows, you know, every hair in your head. He knows the things that concern you, the things that hurt you, the things that you need, the things that you desire. He said, if you delight yourself in Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. And I'm here to tell you, if you really want to activate the power of God in your life, I am challenging you. God is challenging you. He is using me as a vessel to challenge you to try this 21-day Daniel fast. Again, this fast consists of fruits and vegetables, every fruit you can think of, every vegetable you can think of. Nothing is excluded from it. You can eat as much fruits and vegetables as you want to eat, and whole grains and so on and so forth. And you can even Google the Daniel fast. This fast is not for everyone. It is for the people that truly have faith in the Lord and they believe what His word says. And it is for someone that is going through anything, that is believing God for something, that is hoping for that breakthrough, that needs deliverance, that needs healing, that, you know, needs to experience that joy, that needs to catapult themselves back, to the top where they were. And it's for anybody that's dealing with anything. I mean, at what point do we not need the Lord? We need him every day, every hour, every second. There is not a day where we don't need the Lord, but there are times in our lives where we really need him, and we really need to activate the power of God in our lives. And I also called it a spiritual awakening because he awakened things in me that I didn't even know existed. I had no idea that from day one when I started this fast, September 16th, as broken as I was, as low as I was, that I would experience the peace and the joy that I have right now talking to you. I mean, it is absolutely amazing. The people that he brought into my life, the doors that he opened within that 21 days, the words that he gave to people to speak to my spirit, it was unbelievable, unbelievable. And I mean, I'm just so grateful. And to take it a step further, I wanted to talk to you about some numbers that he gave some mentors of mine. And also, I want to acknowledge a new friend that I met, great man of God, Carl. I'm not sure if you're listening out there, but I just want to say thank you for your spiritual guidance. You are a wonderful man of God, and the knowledge that he's given you and the words that he's given you to speak to me are, undeniable, just wonderful. So again, thank you, Carl. So before I get into that, I do want to take a quick break. I'm hoping that people will call in with questions, comments, whatever. I would love to hear from you. Area code 646-716-5391. If you do have a question and you are listening live and you want to ask a question, if you can just hit 1 on your keypad, I would be glad to take your questions after the break. But if you do just want to listen to the show, that is fine. But if you do have questions and you want to call in, please call in at 646-716-5391. Do not be shy. And the Danielle Forbes Show will be right back. All right, and the Danielle Forbes Show is right back, as I promised. Again, if you have any questions, 646-716-5391. I am going to go ahead and take one of the first callers I have online. I'm not sure if they want to ask a question, but we will see. So let's see if we can take a call to give me a break. Maybe you're tired of hearing my voice, but once I start praising the Lord, I'm sorry, I can't help myself. So let's see if we can take a quick call. All right, let's see. Caller, thank you for calling the Danielle Forbes Show. Do you have a question for the show tonight? Thank you for calling the Danielle Forbes Show. Okay, so we don't have a call right now, but I just want to let you guys know again, continue to follow the Danielle Forbes Show, my fan page on Facebook. Please go and like it. Help the Danielle Forbes Show grow. You can actually email me. My website is up and running, www.danielleforbesproductions.com, just like it sounds, www.danielleforbesproductions.com. You can also send me a message on my Facebook fan page if you have a show idea, if you have a question, a comment, a show topic, whatever it is, I want to hear from you. And I appreciate the love and support from each and every one of you. I do. So let's go back into this show again, the Danielle Fast. I can go on and on and on about, the blessings and, the things that this fast has brought me, and I wish that I had a witness and someone would be, you know, wouldn't be so shy as to call in and just talk about the goodness of the Lord. I mean, it is absolutely amazing. I mean, like I said, any time is a good time to praise God. So I don't know why anyone would be shy to give the Lord praise. I mean, because without him, I mean, if he just woke you up this morning, I mean, is that not enough to give him praise for? I mean, is that not enough to just give him thanks for? So, I mean, I hope I inspired someone to ask a question because, I mean, he's amazing. He's great. He's great to be praised. He's our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. He is our Redeemer, our Savior, our Strong Tower, our Friend. He even calls us friends. So, I mean, if that's not enough to get you to praise, I don't know what is. So, but, you know, I'll give him praise. He said, if you don't praise me, the rocks will. So, looks like someone on the switchboard maybe might want to share in the praise. So I'm going to go ahead and try to take another call. So let's see if we can take a live call. Caller, thank you for calling. You're live on the Daniel Forbes Show. Do you have a question, comment?
Yes, I'd like to make a comment about the goodness of God.
Hi. Go ahead. You
Hello.
Got the floor.
Hi, my name is Ursula. And to the people that's listening in, just to verify the goodness of God, I went through an incident myself in 2008 to where a night where I really thought I was going to lose my life. And I was told that I would not make it out of this situation alive. And as I sat through this situation, all I did was pray silently that God would hear my prayer, because you don't have to scream out. He said, just praise me and ask for what you want. And at that time, I did have to ask him to spare my life, because I didn't know, you know, what this man was going to do, but he told me I would not make it out alive. And I told him that I heard a whisper that said, but God. And at that point, God let me know that if you trust me, that I'll get you out of here. But, you know, sometimes it really took me, it humbled me, and it took me to a whole new level in my belief in Christ, because at that point I knew that it was nothing but God, because all I could see in his eyes was the devil. So
wow.
I knew that it was nothing but God that got me out of that situation to let me know, if you trust me, I'll do exactly what I said. You know, God, sometimes God takes us, you know, sends us through the storm for a reason, you know, and sometimes it's to show us his goodness, to show us his mercy, to show us that if we do trust him, he can do anything but fail. And a lot of time people see situations that they go through and everybody blames a bad situation on the devil. But that's not true, because God says that any word will go void except his. And if people would read his word and understand his word, is that everything in our life is not going to be peaches and cream. Everything is not of the devil. The devil has nothing on God, nothing. God can block whatever he wants to. If he can raise the dead, he can block whatever he wants to. So sometimes people have to sit back and understand that sometimes God sends a storm in your life for you to wake up, you know, for you to really appreciate his goodness, for you to trust him a little bit more. Because everything is, a lot of people want to think that the devil is chasing them, but sometimes you can chase the devil.
Right.
Because if your mind is not stayed on the Lord, then where else is your mind at? Because he said you got to keep your mind stayed on me.
That's
and
right.
Sometimes we get off balance with that, and we want to pat ourselves on the back, and we want to blame the devil for coming in, and that wasn't nothing but the devil. No, God will send a storm in because the devil ain't got nothing on God. He kicked him out of heaven. So therefore, we have to understand that every storm is not to hurt you. It's either for a lesson or a blessing. And you have to know the difference. You have to know the voice that's in your ear. You have to listen sometimes, because sometimes God will sit you down just so he can get your attention, because a lot of times we don't give him our undivided attention. And one way or the other, he'll get our attention, whether it be from a circumstance, whether it be from a death, regardless of what it is, God will get our attention. And
yes,
at that time, what do? We can't do anything but praise and thank him, because if he didn't show up and show out, where would we really be? We could still be doing some of the wrong things that we was doing in our life. We could still be out there thinking that we can do all things on our own and not all things through Christ who strengthens us. And at times, God has to humble us. He has to sit us down. He has to bring us back to reality for us to know that this is my world.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Everything in it is mine. And, you know, I tell people all the time, when he said you naked you come and naked you leave, that don't mean by your clothing. Naked you come and naked, that means nothing is going with you. Nothing is going with you. You know, we got a lot of deaths up in the Pennsylvania, a lot of young kids getting killed, you know, just the gun violence. And, you know, these parents, a lot of parents thinking, you know, I'm not supposed to bury my child. Yeah, that's what our flesh tells us. But that's not what the word says, because the word just says that this earth is temporary. It didn't say at what age you're going to leave. What stage of life you're going to leave. It don't tell us that. It just said that this is a temporary state for all of us. So what we have to do, even in our children's life, is keep our children prayed up. When our children are old enough to understand, we have to introduce them to the person that they'll be going back to one day. We got to introduce them to Jesus. We have to make them understand that we're just temporary. We are alone to each other. And one day this loan must be paid back.
That's right.
Must be paid back.
That is right.
And God will put people in your life for a lesson or a blessing. Everybody that walks into your life is not there to stay. God will put some people in your life just for a lesson, for a minute, to show you that if you wait on me, he'll give you the desires of your heart, but he'll also show you whether that was a lesson or a blessing. Because everything that comes is not there to bless you. Some things are there to give you a lesson. And I appreciate every lesson that he has sent me through. I praise him through the storm. I praise him when I'm up. I praise him even more when I'm down, because I trust him. And whatever happened in life, y'all stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. Pray up with your children. Pray up with the people in the street. Pray up with these parents that's going through. Help them to understand that there is no age limit to God, what God will do. Sometimes God will walk in and he'll take the next best thing to get to you. He'll remove something close to you to bring you closer to him. That's how he operates.
Amen. Amen. You are 1,000% correct. God says, let every man, let God be the truth and let every man be a lie. And a lot of people are victims of their past. So many people are living in the past that they can't see their future. They're looking behind them, and God says, forget all of those, done a new thing. You are a new creature in Christ. So I just want to encourage someone right now, as God put on my heart, that he's already paid the price. He's paid the price for all of our sins. He knows every hair on your head, so there's nothing that we can hide from God. He knows everything. So stop living in the past. Don't be a product of your past, because when you do that, your adversary, Satan, has you right where he wants you, because he wants you to believe that, you know, God won't meet you where you are. He can't do anything for you because of what you've done. That is a lie from the pit of hell. There is no truth in that. So, again, you know, let God be the truth and let every man be a lie. If his word says it is so, then it is so, you know, continue to press on. And I'm so blessed that you can give your testimony about what you went through, because that is so powerful and life-changing. And there are so many that could have been a completely different outcome had you not, you know, trusted and stood on what the Lord said and was sensitive to his voice. And again, like you said, people are sent into your life not always for a blessing, sometimes for a lesson. And God, you know, promised us that there would be trial and tribulation, but he also promised us that he would never leave us nor forsake us in our time of need. And so that's what you are able to do. You are able to stand on his promise at that moment, and he was able to meet you right where you were, which was in a situation that you almost did not come out of with your life. So praise God for that. That alone is worthy of the praise. So I'm so grateful and stirred up right now having this show and this conversation, and praising God along with you for your life and your testimony. And I'm sure it's blessing everyone out there, because we've all gone through something. Some people, you know, everyone has a story, which is why I love doing this show, because I get to share in that. And so I love you. I thank you for your testimony. I thank you for listening into the show. Continue to listen. And before we go on a quick break, do you have anything else you'd like to say to the listener out there? Ursula, are you still with me? Okay, so I'm going to go back to the Danielle Forbes Show. So we're going to take a quick break. Again, if you have any other questions, 646-716-3911. I want to thank Ursula for her testimony, for praising God with me, and for being a supporter of the Danielle Forbes Show. People out there listening, before we take a break, I just want to say I am ever so grateful for your support and, you know, your comments and just everything that you offer to the Danielle Forbes Show. I promise you I have so many great show topics lined up for you. On my website, there will be a calendar of all the upcoming shows. I have so many inspiring, encouraging, inspirational shows coming up that you will love. And also, I want to reach the younger women out there listening, because that's where it's at. That's who needs it the most. That's who needs the encouragement. I mean, we all need it, but we need to inspire our young ladies and our young men as well. And we have about 10 or 11 minutes left on the Danielle Forbes Show, and so I want to make sure I make these last minutes count. Again, you know, I want to encourage you, inspire you to leave the past in the past. You know, let God be the truth. Let every man be a lie, you know. And get into your word, because that's what's going to bless you. But staying on the subject of this Danielle fast, I mean, it is life-changing. It is life-changing. If you are listening to this show, if you were captivated by that topic, you know, breakthrough, that is exactly what the Danielle fast will bring. You know, and again, it's not for everybody. It's for people that are looking for a breakthrough, that desire that closer relationship with God, that wants to activate God in their lives, that wants that spiritual awakening that needs to come through smelling like a rose. I mean, I'm encouraging you, because I know what it's like to feel broken in your spirit, to be afraid and just to need some encouragement. And sometimes the only person to encourage us is ourselves. We have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. And so before I come back and wrap the show up, before I take a break, and come back and watch the show up again, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to all my listeners. I have listeners all over the world. I want to give a special shout out to my friend Dominique, all the way in Tel Aviv playing basketball. Thank you for listening, Dominique, in Tel Aviv, all the way in Israel, supporting the Danielle Forbes Show. That's pretty awesome. So thank you so much. I'm going to take a quick break, and the Danielle Forbes Show will be right back. Okay, and so the Danielle Forbes Show is back. I want to see if there is another call we can take before I wrap it up in these last minutes. Caller, are you still there? The Danielle Forbes Show is back. We have the last 3 minutes of the show. So I want to end the show again by just saying thank you all for tuning in to the episode of Activating God Spiritual Awakening. Thank you so much for tuning into the show tonight. It truly means so much to me. The Danielle Forbes Show will be back. Continue to check my Facebook page, my Danielle Forbes fan page, for the show update and time. You all be blessed, and I will see you again on another episode of the Danielle Forbes Show. Have a great rest of the week, everyone. Take care, and I challenge you all on the Daniel fast. Good night, and I love you.